USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The U.S. is implementing over 500 sanctions against Russia in response to the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny and Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. Speaking from the White House, President Biden emphasized that Vladimir Putin must face consequences.
We in the United States are going to continue to ensure that Putin pays the price for his aggression abroad and repression at home.
Biden highlighted that Kyiv persists and remains free almost 2 years after Russian troops invaded their country. Pharmacies across the country in the U.S. are having trouble filling customer orders because of a cyber attack. Corey Myers has details.
That attack on Change Healthcare allows pharmacies to receive the prescription, but isn't allowing pharmacies to bill insurance. CVS and Walgreens are aware of the outage and say, as far as they can tell, they've not been affected. Some smaller pharmacy groups asking if they could wait a couple days to fill their medication until that outage is fixed.
Republican politicians are accusing President Biden's brother James Biden of lying about his business career during their closed-door interview earlier in the week. South Carolina Congresswoman Nancy Mace, among the lawmakers claiming the president's younger brother was dishonest, she spoke on Fox Business.
I believe James Biden committed perjury on the stand. Everything about the Biden brand is nothing but perjury and lies. These guys cannot tell the American people or investigators or those behind closed doors in these depositions. They cannot tell the truth.
House Republicans have yet to uncover any evidence of wrongdoing that involves President Biden. A Georgia judge will decide if Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis should be removed from the election interference case against former President Donald Trump. Georgia State Senator Elena Parent defended D.A. Willis.
Fani Willis, as she said immortally, is not on trial.
This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins, are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
The Harris County Medical Examiner's Office in Houston has determined the cause of death for 11-year-old Audrey Cunningham. The ruling is homicidal violence with blunt head trauma. The girl's body was found Tuesday submerged in the Trinity River. She had been tied to a large rock. 42-year-old Don McDougal is held without bond in the Polk County Jail, charged with capital murder in the case. Utah Republican Congressman Burgess Owens says Americans across the country are feeling the impact of the Biden administration's border policy. He spoke on Fox Business Mornings with Maria.
This is one of the things that the Democratic Party, they overstepped the bounds. They didn't realize that once the people in their districts, their cities begin to feel the pain of those in red states, that there's going to be a revolution, a rebellion.
Border funding's been stalled in Congress after the Senate passed billions of dollars in foreign aid without changes to border policy. The White House calling on Republicans in Congress to stop blocking a bipartisan border security deal that was endorsed by border agents. Major League Baseball facing a wave of complaints surrounding the performance jerseys introduced by Nike and produced by Fanatics. The Major League Baseball Players Association is actively seeking feedback from its members regarding the controversial see-through pants, with hopes of implementing changes before opening day. Commissioner Rob Manfred has acknowledged the issues, stating adjustments will be made to various aspects of the uniforms. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.